colleges are doing a terrible job of helping students identify a realistic career objective and then figure out a path to that.
That's Stephen Mintz, Executive Director of the University of Texas System's new Institute for Transformational Learning and a professor of history at the University of Texas at Austin. He has particular concerns about the current state of higher education.
And what we have in our society today is a period of floundering and flailing after students graduate from college before they fall into a job that may or may not reflect their interests and their skills. And we need to do something about that.
While the concepts are nothing new to the higher ed tech community, Mintz believes that there are three innovations that have the potential to transform the face of higher education by 2015.
The first and I think most dramatic change is personalization. We have to create educational systems that align with each individual's skills and weaknesses and help them to succeed. The second major innovation is competency-based education. That is an outcomes-focused education that emphasizes what students actually are capable of doing rather than simply the seat time that they had in a classroom. Those two major changes are tremendously important, to which I'd add a third, which is the unbundling of degrees. People need all kinds of knowledge and certification throughout their lifetime, and a bachelor's degree and a master's degree and a PhD are no longer sufficient to indicate that progress. And so we've got to develop other kinds of specializations and certifications that signify the knowledge that people have achieved if they're going to be able to use this to improve their careers. It seems to me that as we have democratized higher education, which is really the greatest achievement of the last quarter century, we have not solved the completion problem. Today in this country, of students who enroll in four-year institutions, the graduation rate's a little over 50%. That means half of our students come away with nothing but debt and not a degree. We have to figure out how to deal with that. And that's going to require all kinds of new models. It requires new delivery models, everything from competency-based to accelerated, to various kinds of learning modules. It requires new degree programs, not just traditional degree programs, but degree programs that are much more vocationally aligned. It requires us to develop new ways of assessing student knowledge and to evaluate their engagement so that we can continuously improve our courses. I've been in higher ed for three decades. And this is simply the single most exciting moment in higher ed, because for the first time, faculty all across this country are dealing with issues of student learning outcomes and pedagogy and assessment. EDUCAUSE members are at the front lines of this struggle, and if we're going to make democratized higher education work, your efforts are absolutely indispensable.
Stephen Mintz, Executive Director of the University of Texas System's new Institute for Transformational Learning and Professor of History at the University of Texas at Austin. I'm Jerry Bain for EDUCAUSE Review Online. Thanks for listening.